and welcome back into another edition of Cup of Joe, brought to you by Reverse Mortgage Funding. Stuart Davis joined in studio by Doc from Starbase. Doc, thanks for coming in and having a cup of Joe.
You bet. Love being here.
Love having you, man. We've talked to you a couple times this summer, getting ready for camps, how successful your camps were, but really getting into your meat and potatoes, your school year curriculum. You guys are prepping for another big year of Starbase for fifth graders in the area.
Absolutely. We're ready. We got a full schedule all ready to go. This year, we're going to have Clancy come back and Montana City and some of those schools we haven't hit in a while. So that's exciting to get those kids a chance to come through Starbase.
For listeners out there, Starbase is a program geared towards fifth graders here in our Lewis and Clark area. You have another one around the state up in Great Falls too, don't you?
Correct. Yep. We got a Starbase in Great Falls. We have one in Helena. It's Department of Defense funded. So it's the DOD's premier STEM education program for youth. And it's focused on fifth graders because studies have shown that it's about fifth grade when students kind of figure out what they're into, what they're not. So our goal is to expose them to the wide world of STEM that most of them don't think are possible.
Yes, STEM, for those listening, the STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. Kids will go out to Fort Harrison for a week at a time, and they'll be immersed in this STEM program and a wide swath of different activities and different educational platforms that they'll get exposed to throughout the week.
You bet. The curriculum is wide-ranging. You know, I have a little bit of freedom as director to pick what lessons we're going to teach that year, but there are certain categories, certain objectives we have to meet. You know, have certain science lessons, certain technology lessons, certain engineering lessons and whatnot. And, you know, usually I just let my staff pick what they want to teach. As long as we're hitting all the check marks, you know, we're good. So yeah, students come out with their teacher on a bus. Their teacher comes with them for 1 week at a time. Usually it's Monday through Friday. They'll graduate on Friday, and then the next week we'll have a new batch in all year long.
Are they there for the full school day or a couple hours?
No, they're there from about 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. The full program is 25 hours of Starbase. It's really an extensive program. It's really designed to be hands-on, inquiry-based, which is having students explore and learn on their own. My staff does a good job of focusing on letting the kids do more and talk less. You know, educational research and psychology research has shown there's this approach of induction versus deduction learning. Deduction is telling, hey, this is this and this means this, right? And that's kind of what we grew up with when we were youngsters. And now it's induction is do it. And then we'll talk about it afterwards and you'll figure it out. And you're the one leading the discovery of the learning, not the teachers.
Doc, thanks for coming in and talking about Starbase and the upcoming school year. Best of luck in the upcoming school year, Doc. Thanks for coming in and having a cup of Joe.
You bet. Thanks for having me.